This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Sanders wants leverage on the Democratic Party for what? There are five more primaries this week, and Senator Bernie Sanders is favored to lose almost all of them, extending Hillary Clinton's lead and her inevitable nomination by the Democratic Party. Sanders is still bringing it hard every day and trying for every vote, as he should. The simple political calculus is usually that more votes equals more delegates equals more leverage. In Sanders' case, at this point, we have to ask more pointedly what he hopes to accomplish with increased leverage. Reports from within his campaign indicate he's focusing increasingly on having impact on the Democratic Party platform. Despite the compelling evidence that the chair of the party is already stacking all the major committees with Clintonistas, including one report that of over 40 appointments, less than a handful went to Sanderites, the senator is still saying that he expects to get a fair shake at the convention. Blah, blah, blah. Really? Is this all that it's worth? Reports from the Clinton camp over the weekend were unusually frank about how she and the campaign were viewing potential choices to fill out her ticket with a vice presidential nominee. They characterized her as unconcerned about needing to make any concession to the left or the rabid Sanders supporters because, as we have continually predicted, in the general election they have nowhere else to go and will have to vote for her, given the Republican field or no one at all. It's hard not to get the sense that Sanders is already negotiating with himself and that Clinton has left the room and moved on while continuing to make the motions and show up when scheduled. A founder and former grand poobah of Politico took to the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal, of all places, to argue that what we needed was a third party. He laid out what he felt were the preconditions for a successful candidate and what I would argue is a want ad for the political class. Meanwhile, Sanders is angling for a better platform for the Democratic Party. He seems to be reminding us that he's a coincidental Democrat, likely never having lived through a Democratic convention from start to finish, and certainly not familiar with the fact that a Democratic nominee is held to absolutely no accountability to any stack of paper produced by the delegates. I'm not saying Sanders should go rogue and go third party. It's too late for that and the wrong strategy for him now. But why not use his leverage so that it means something? Ignore the platform and focus on candidates and races where elections of progressive candidates could make a difference. Take the revolution he's calling for and bring it home. Help the Working Family Party get more votes on his party line in November. Turn time and fundraising to congressional races where candidates are willing to embrace the arguments for change that Sanders has articulated. Go local on some legislative and gubernatorial races with the same fire. Jump out of the box and join Reverend Barber in North Carolina and anyone who can be found in Mississippi to stand against hate laws. Pull out the stops to join with Planned Parenthood where they are attacked. Carry a sign with Black Lives Matter. Walk the line with unions. Platform, schplatform. Don't play the game. Be true to your voters and supporters and change the game right now while you have the chance and your voice can still be heard clearly and have weight. There's no next year. Seize the time. Make it matter. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.